Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get real and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today is going to be a personal show about a personal challenge that I am currently going through. I love real life. Backstage, here you are. You are going to get an insight of what the hell the universe is putting me through this week. And I'm laughing, but I'm not. Get it? Because this, the challenges are, at least for me, the challenges for me are huge. Why? Because I've already said, and I've already made the intention, and I've already made my number one priority happiness over everything, peace over anything. That is what I want more than anything in my life, more than titles, more than experiences, more than money, more than relationships, more than another house, whatever, more than health, doesn't matter. Because if I have peace in mind throughout this journey, what else do I need? If I'm going to be peaceful with regardless of with whatever happens to me or doesn't happen to me, what else matters? I've lived the other way. I've lived the other way. And no, thank you. I'm choosing this. But before I go on, let me explain or let me share with my new listeners what this show is about. Today, actually, the topic is what's so important. And the topic is focusing on our personal vibration. And that's what Reality Spirituality is about. Reality Spirituality is a show that shares how different perspectives, tools, ways, behaviors, different ways to behave that really elevate, or I don't want to say elevate because that means something's up and down, but change our personal vibration. And why is that so important? Everything in this universe, everything is energy. And we, my dear listeners, are also energy. And with that said, energy is measured by a vibration or a frequency. And we vibrate at different frequencies throughout our day. You can feel the difference. You can feel if your vibration is airy and flowing and just open and not attached and just is accepting and is at peace and it is calm with everything and anything that happens throughout the day. And you can feel where you're resisting. You can feel where you might be a little struggling or stuck. So Reality Spirituality is a show that really gets to, really talks about every day, all day long life experiences. My favorite quote is from Abraham, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." And Reality Spirituality is all about the journey. Let me invite you to also call in if you'd like. You can call into the show, share with me your challenges, or if you have a question, area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619. And this show is only going to be a few, maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, unless I have some callers that feel to call in and contribute. But this is what's going on in my life. Let's just get to it. I have been an athlete for the majority of my life. What does that mean? I didn't know I was an athlete. I mean, in high school, I was the last person to get picked on teams. I couldn't play any sport. I mean, I played sports. I played tennis. I played volleyball. I played basketball, but all very poorly. when people got together to pick teams, I am not kidding, the last person to get picked. So I never thought of myself as an athlete. Because I didn't excel in any sport. But that changed when I started teaching aerobics. And believe me, this is back in the early 80s, and I would take I would take aerobic classes. And I would love aerobic classes because it was exercising to music. And I never experienced that before. Exercising to music, it was really my cup of tea. And I'll never forget one day, I mean, I was attending the classes religiously, and one day the instructor didn't show up. And so the manager of the gym, she knew that I was taking the classes all the time, and she said, well, the instructor's going to be out for a while, and, you know, you're here all the time. Can you sub while she's out? Can you teach the class while she's out? Can you teach the class while she's out? Well, that was back in the day where you didn't need to be certified. You didn't need to have CPR. You didn't need to do anything but just walk in and start teaching. And I agreed to do it. And I agreed to do it, but I was scared shitless. I had no idea how to teach an aerobic class. A high-impact aerobic class. One of the things I did know is music, the importance of having music. And in those days, believe it or not, you made your own tapes. You made your own music. And that's what I did. I put together on a tape recorder back in the day where it was just a regular, not even a CD. It was tape, actually tape. What do they call that? A cassette. Tape cassette, and I started recording songs, my favorite songs, fast songs, and that's what I did. I don't even remember how long it took, but maybe it was a day or a couple of days, and then here I was teaching this class, front of the class, put in my little tape, started moving, and I was so bad at it. Not only did I not have any moves, I couldn't remember the moves that the instructor, I was just winging it. And I swear I was as nervous, because back in those days I was really shy. I was so nervous and I remember shaking. I remember thinking, I'm going to throw up during this class. But I got through it. I got through a whole hour. Don't ask me how. It would be great if I had a video of that class today. But I did it. And then afterwards, not that anybody came up and said, wow, that was a great class, but what they were appreciative is that they had the class, that they had an hour to exercise to music. And that was the beginning of my over plus 30 years of teaching aerobics and teaching fitness. Now, of course, I've taught classes from low-impact, high-impact, step, boot camp. I taught boot camp for over 25 years, and believe me, it was a brutal. Hardly anyone could survive it. And that is my legacy. Now, after 25 years, 27 years, 28 years, the wear and tear on my knees started to show up. So consequently, I've had two knee surgeries, orthoscopic, on both of my knees. And with arthroscopic on both of my knees. And with that said, for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, I was unable to teach classes. So my identity, who I thought I was, which was this, not who I thought I was, but what was so important in my life is being a fitness instructor, all of a sudden was taken away from me. And let me say this, I did not go down easy. I did not go down without a struggle. I did not go down without feeling bad and feeling, you know, a part of my life was over. A part of my life that was very important to me was over. And it was really hard to accept. And I didn't accept it until the universe basically said, listen, do you still want to be happy? Do you still want this peace? Or do you want to teach aerobics? Which one do you want? And I had to choose. I wanted to be happy. And with that said, making that choice, it was a total surrendering to my circumstances, surrendering to the fact that maybe I wouldn't be able to teach anymore, surrendering to the fact that for over 30 years, what was really a part of me was not going to be in existence, was over. Because let me tell you something, I was really attached to exercising, really attached to teaching. I loved it. It was the way I got my exercise. I mean, what better way to exercise and get paid for it, right? So that was in 2011. And I just surrendered and said, okay, if I don't teach anymore, I guess I was going to be relegated to teaching in the pool because I do teach aqua aerobic classes. But, I mean, there's nothing like on-land teaching, and there's nothing like sweating, and there's no other better feeling for me. But as I said, the universe basically tied my hands and said, surrender or else. Surrender or be miserable. Surrender or be miserable. And I chose to surrender. Well, what happened was eventually I was able to teach again on land. However, I was not able to teach boot camp. I was not able to do any high impact. And the doctor, my orthopedic basically told me, you can't run. Now, of course I can run, but he said that it would just further degenerate my knees because on one of my knees, on my right knee, I actually have a dime size bone exposure. So my bone is exposed. And what does that mean? You know, whatever. Get older, more arthritis, whatever, all of the circumstances for having bone exposure. And that was another blow. That was another reality. Okay, now I've got to adjust. The point is this. Life is about adjusting to all circumstances and surrendering to everything that the universe puts in my lap. Everything. So let's fast forward to last week. Actually, let's fast forward to last month. I've been having this pain in my left leg, and I thought it was from inner thigh. I thought it was an inner thigh injury because I basically, you know, I've been injured so many times during my course of teaching. But it was getting harder and harder to walk. when I say walk, I mean when I'm walking, I'm limping on this leg. And what did I do? Just like what an athlete does, I continue to teach. I continue to teach my classes. I just taught a cycling class Friday for an hour. It was brutal. And when I teach cycling, we stand up through the whole class. So on Saturday, I was really suffering with this. Not being able to stand up, not being able to walk is, well, let me use the word, crippling, handicapped. It's to be in pain. Now, the first thing that I think about is, how many classes can I teach before I slow down? That's just my mentality. I'm going to still teach even if I'm injured. That's just the athlete mentality in me. And the universe is telling me, no, you're not. We're going to get you to a point. You are going to be in so much pain that you will not even be able to sleep. And that's what happened all last night. I'm emotional about this because it's just another challenge. It's just another opportunity for me to surrender to what the universe wants for me in my life. It doesn't matter what I want. That's really, really clear. But it does matter what the universe wants. I mean, they are the orchestrators. And so last night, I didn't want to, but I contacted the coordinator and said, I am going to be taking some time off. I'm not able to teach. I'm, injured, can't teach. And you just don't know that I don't do that. I am like that's who I am, is teaching classes during the week, teaching 4 to 5 aerobic classes. That's what I've been doing for over almost 35 years. And now the universe has thrown a monkey wrench into my plans. But this is the challenge. And this is the topic of the show. I can either surrender and be okay and maintain my vibration of peace and knowing that everything that happens is good. Are you kidding me? Can you explain to me how me not teaching classes is supposed to be a good thing? Well, I can, because one of the things I know is that we have 360 ways to look at any issue or any challenge or anything that happens in our life. 360 ways, a total circle, 360 perspectives. And I bet you, maybe not today, that I'm going to find a perspective that is going to make me feel good about not teaching and being injured and having this injury. Why? Because my priority is my personal vibration. My priority is to be happy. My priority is to be at peace with whatever. When my vibration is set to the universe, how the universe vibrates, I am affecting the world around me, the people in my life, the people not in my life. I was in bed this morning before I got up and went to the studio and thinking and actually having a conversation with the universe and telling them, thank you. Thank you for bringing to me this challenge. Thank you for bringing to me this experience. Thank you for slowing me down, and thank you for giving me the ability to surrender and to surrender and be okay with surrendering. Now I'm still limping around, and I'm gonna stay at home most of the day after I leave the studio, and probably the only position that is comfortable for me, it's not even I can't even straighten out my legs. The only position that is comfortable for my is bending my knee so it doesn't have any pressure, so my ligaments aren't stretched out. That's the only position that's comfortable. So I will be on the floor probably most of the day. And I even thought about this. The cure, recovering from this, listen to this word, which I've never used in my life pertaining to me. You ready? Complete bed rest. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like I have to undergo for this to heal. I can feel it. The tendons, the ligaments are so inflamed that I could feel that would heal. Of course I'm going to my chiropractor tomorrow, ASAP. But in the meantime, I'm going to be okay with this injury. I'm going to go through this injury not like I went through it in 2009 and 2011 with this, woe is me, my life is over. Because I had another conversation with the universe last night, and I said, you know what, universe? If you take away all my classes, if I am not supposed to be teaching, if I am not supposed to be teaching, then that's okay too. That's okay too. I'm tired of resisting. I don't want to. I want to accept and embrace whatever the universe brings me. Whatever the universe puts in my lap, whatever the universe puts on my plate, listen, I'm not trying to say that this is easy. But I will say it's my only option. It's my only option. It's my only choice. And I wanted to share that with you, my dear audience, today. I wanted to share with you what I'm going through, real life. And to also say that whatever your challenges are, whatever it is, whatever circumstance you think is maybe not your plan, or maybe it's not what you would have wanted, or want. The universe has the best plan. Surrender and trust and be okay with whatever. That is having a happy journey. That is how to have a happy journey. Jeez. Oh, I have someone that wants to speak to me, and I will take calls Thank you. You, the prefix is area code 618-509, and let me bring you right on air. Hold on a second. Welcome, welcome, hello. Welcome, good morning.
Hello.
You're on Reality Spirituality. What's your name?
Hi, this is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
What's going
on,
Vicki?
Thanks for taking my call. So I actually want to talk to you because I just have a feeling that, you know, with my career situation, it's very interesting because it starts out normally fine, and then it just always, for some reason, it ends up to where I am feeling powerless and not supported and unhappy, and then I try and quit. And so I don't know whether what I'm doing is not the right job for me or whether it's my attitude, you know.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more specific,
yeah.
Vicki. Let's get a little
sure.
bit more specific.
Sure.
You said that your job and you quit. Are you saying you physically quit a job and you've been going job to job? Is that what you're saying?
So I was doing that every like a year or two, a year and a half, something like that before, and then I started my doctoral program, which was so hard because it was very political and it was horrible. But still, I didn't quit. You know, I completed it for 5 years. So I got out a little bit of the workforce because, you know, I was trying to complete. I really wanted to become a professor because I thought it was not political, and I was naive. I really thought because, you know, I mean, I would do my research and they would leave you alone. They would just tell you the requirements to advance, but they would kind of leave you alone and you would be teaching with students. And I thought that it would not be kind of like involved as much and you just do your own thing. And now I became a faculty, and mind you, it was so hard, first of all, to get it because it was much, much more political than I thought it would be. It had nothing to do, very little to do with your abilities and more to do with who you know, so much, 98% of it. And by the way, and finally I got a job at a very good school that it's like a research institute. And once I got in, it is so political. It's just so hard, and I can't maneuver. I can't seem to be able to, like, be in touch with people. And, you know, I feel not supported. I feel very different, and, you know, I don't like it. It's still very political, and I don't know whether it's not the right place for me, whether it's, again, my attitude, given the fact that some of this was happening back before I even, you know, like I said, before I start my PhD, or do I need to change the place, you know, the university itself?
You know what, I'm really feeling what you're talking about. So you're talking about a university, correct?
Yes, yeah, it's a research university, and it's like a really big school, and it's nice, but I feel there's a lot of preferential treatment.
I get it, Vicki. I really
Sorry.
Do, and I'm feeling you. And this is what I want. This is what I want to say because you're feeling like you. Well, I don't know how you're feeling, but this is what I'm feeling about the situation. That you are, like you said, you're not supported, and you are alone, and there's a lot of people with agendas, and it's just not a fit for you. It's not a fit
yeah,
for
it's
you.
Yeah, and like for example, I tell someone something, they try to like pretend to help me. What they do is they give me advice, and then they go and show off. Oh, I've helped here. They pretend to advocate on my behalf, but they're not really. They're just advancing their own selves. You know, maybe to you. But where I come from, and not culturally wise, just like from my perspective, I would help people because I wanted to help them. I am just not the kind of person that is just so selfish to that extent, you know? And so that's kind of
I do understand what you're saying, and let me tell you what I've discovered in my work in the workplace. Number one is that especially people that are, you know, are a little bit are like you said, connected in the universe and not happy. And you know, I'm not even going to make that judgment. What I am going to say is this: ask the universe for guidance, and ask the universe for help, and ask the universe. And you know what? Try to figure out instead of Now, I'm not saying to leave or not leave. That's going to be a decision that you're going to make. But try to look for, instead of focusing on what's wrong with where you are, try to focus on with what's right with where you are and see if you can come up with, I don't know, one or two or three things, what's right about it. Now, you're not stuck. You're not stuck anywhere, sweetie. You're not stuck with any position, any job. And asking the universe for guidance, just say, universe, guide me through this circumstance. Guide me through this journey. What else is possible? And then relax and let the universe show you and guide you. And also allow the universe to work its magic, because you're there. You're there for a reason for you. In fact, can you give me right now maybe one or two or three things that are good, that is good about working at this university, even with all of these people?
Yes, and yeah, I would be able to actually.
Okay, give me one.
So basically the fact that just the job itself, the fact that I can just work at home.
Okay, number
I
two.
I work at home. I don't have to be there. Number two, the dean shows preferential treatment, but she, deep down, I don't think she's a bad person all the time, but she does have to play politics.
Wait. I asked for something.
I used to like her. I don't know what else to give you. I'm sorry. I'm really
going
to.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But you see where I'm going with this? Do you see where I'm going?
I used to be able to.
So, I mean, that you work at home. And, I mean, that's huge.
Yes, the summers are off completely, 3 months. Not off. Oh. I have a lot of research to do. But, you know, and then I get resources, like some of the, like there's one mentor that is nice. You know, I get resources.
Well, you know what's interesting? Right when I'm listening to you talking, I could feel your vibration shifting when you're focusing on the good stuff.
Yes, I know. I can even feel it myself. It's just sad because – so that's why I was telling about my pattern, because once I start thinking negatively or start thinking about these things, and it's just kind of like amazing how fast of a toll it gets on you. And it just becomes –
that negativity really does get its claws in you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, again, let's ask the universe for that. Let's ask the universe, and like I said earlier, you have 360 ways to look at the same situation. And you just came up with some really great, I mean, the whole summer off and working at home, and you said your vibration is something, but there's nothing.
But I can do this with any other job, like as a professor in any other university, you know? That's what I'm saying, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you going to ask the universe for help and guidance?
Yes, I do. I would like to ask universe for guidance to tell me, first of all, whether this is the right university for me. I'm pretty much convinced it's not, but I'm putting my own thing in there. But so, yes, I want to know whether academia is for me, period. Is there something else that I'm meant to do, not academia maybe? I would really like that. I would love to know that, and I want – a place where I would like to be, at a place where I'm very happy and comfortable and accepted, and you know, a place where I can swim, where I feel like I'm like, again, for lack of a better word, a fit, where you know,
okay,
I feel like,
you know,
I
what?
Can move forward. Yeah.
The universe just gave me something for you, my dear Vicky. The universe just gave me something for you. You ready?
Yes.
Put your seatbelt on, honey. Put your seatbelt on. The universe just gave this to me, and I don't know if it feels like it resonates with you or not. But the universe wants you to be able to be happy, and the universe wants you to be able to be connected wherever you land. Mm-hmm. Not to say you have to stay there, but the universe really wants you, because it's sounding like, you know, a lot of not only this job, but dissatisfaction in the past, dissatisfaction. And the universe really wants you to start feeling satisfied with wherever you are, because in reality it's really not anybody else and what these other people are doing and their issues and their and what they do. It's really not about them. It's about you being so filled up, you being so full of the universe's vibration and energy that nothing, these people are pebbles, the circumstances are little grains of sand. I mean, you are the universe. And so I'm just feeling that the universe wants you to begin to look for, focus on, find the good in every situation, regardless of how it looks, regardless of what anybody is doing. I mean, that's what they do with me. So that's what they just hit me with. I'm interested to see what you're feeling about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can feel you. Are you really feeling it or not?
Well, I am feeling the fact that I need to be happy where I am, but sometimes I just think, I don't know, I really need to, I just feel like a universe just told me I need to get the hell out of here.
Let me say this, because the energy of dissatisfaction, there is an energy about dissatisfaction. And the energy of dissatisfaction is going to follow you wherever you go.
Yeah.
The energy of dissatisfaction is going to follow you wherever you go.
So do you think everything is like up to us? Like the environment plays absolutely no role. Is that what you think?
The environment has no, the environment has no power, zero. The environment has power because we allow it to have power. But no, the environment is no, there's no power, none.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very famous movie. It was called Life is Beautiful, and it's about a man and his son, and they were in a concentration camp. It was a while ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more or less. And he and his son were in a concentration camp, and this man was so determined. I said a concentration camp in Germany, and this man was so determined to create this beautiful environment for his son. And his son had no clue that he was in a concentration camp, because it is not the environment. It is not the other people. It is not your circumstances. All of this is, in my humble opinion, and you know I love you, is this vibration of dissatisfaction is what you are challenged with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in your life, has there any been a time where you're satisfied with everything and everything that's happening? Yes or no?
No, I have not been.
No,
but let me tell you, no, I haven't. You're right. I have never been in a place where I was 100% satisfied, but I was at a place where I was more satisfied. Like right now, I take vitamins, vitamin D, ashwagandha, holy basil, 3 goblets of fish oil, just to feel a little bit of a sense of uplifting.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I have been in a place where I was, satisfied, but not 100%. I don't know. Yeah. No, I mean, when I first got here, it wasn't that bad.
Well, wait a minute, because we're going back to talking about where I first got. It's not about the environment, sweetie. It's really not. It's this, you know, you're taking the supplements, and it sounds great, but there is something that you need. You need to feed your soul. You need to feed your inner self. That's what you need to feed, that inner part of you that, honestly, is man-made, universally made. And the universe is looking at you, and the universe is saying, we want you to feel satisfied with whatever, because they actually, in reality, they put you there. They put you there for this challenge, in my humble opinion. And so,
because I can feel that there's so many pieces of puzzle that finally went in and I got the job, you know? It feels like this person knew this person. I didn't even know this was all happening kind of like behind me.
So they put you there, and listen to this, they put you there in this position where now you're going to find a lot of reasons to not be happy, a lot of reasons, a lot of finger pointing, and they really don't want you to do that. They want you to experience all of that crap and still be satisfied. I mean, in other words, look at, like you said earlier, Let's remind our dear Vicky the three really good things about this job. Let's remind her again. What did you say? Number one?
Yes. I'm sorry. I just really don't think this is the right fit for me. But again,
okay.
The positives that I told you were the positives that, you know, of the job as a professor, you know. So here,
now, you know what? You know what, Vicky? You know what? You see, it's interesting because we just talked about the three things that were so positive.
Yes.
I remember them. Number one is you get to work from home. Number two,
right,
you have
the
summer.
But I could do this anywhere. Do you see what I'm saying? So, like, that those positives that came up in my mind are for a job, for my job, not necessarily of the place I'm in. Do you know? So, like, for my job, yes, I can work from home, and that's great. But if I were in Boston College or in Boston somewhere or Harvard, I could do that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I were in New York, NYU, I could do that too.
Okay,
it sounds like to me,
and I've offered you everything that I can, and also with what the universe has tapped me on the shoulder. And your issue, your challenge, your personal mm-hmm. challenge is to look in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
and ask, why can't I be satisfied?
Yeah.
Why can't I be happy? And ask the universe for help with that. I mean, wouldn't you like to be satisfied with and so ask the universe for help with that, my dear. Ask the universe for help with that. That's what I can offer you.
Okay, wonderful.
And you know what? Thank you so much for calling, and thank you
so much for
being a part of the show today. I really appreciate everyone calling in and sharing with what's going on in their lives, because you know what? Listen, we're more the same. We're more the same with our struggles and our personal issues. We are more the same, and I really want to thank you. Thank you so much, Vicky, for calling into Reality Spirituality and being so open and being so honest and share. And so let's do that, Vicky. Look in the mirror and ask the universe, please help me with this energy of dissatisfaction, because I don't want to feel that anymore. I don't want to feel that anymore. Okay?
Great. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome,
sweetie. I'll just stay and listen.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, what a great, great show we're having. And you, too, can call in at area code 646-564-9619 and make comment, question, whatever you're challenged with, I welcome. Because you know what? I'm only one person, and the universe works through all of us. And I can share with you what I'm going through and my challenges, as you heard me boo-hooing at the beginning of the show. But in reality, I can surrender, I can accept, I can trust, I can know everything's in order, or I can be miserable, and I spent a lifetime of the other way. So we have a couple people in the chat room. If you'd like to ask a question, feel free. The show is about to wrap up in about, 5 minutes or so. Our personal vibration, everyone, is so important. And it's not something that is easy. It's not something that is, but it, for me, it's a wanting, it's a priority, is to keep my vibration the same as the universe. And the universe, what does the universe do? Flow, accept, not resist, open, surrender, trust. Everything is in order. Does that sound? Let me share with you what I've really, over the last month, I always say that I'm in the back seat, you know, this beautiful car. I'm in the back seat and the universe is driving. Well, if I believe that the universe is all-powerful, I don't know if you believe the same thing, that the universe is all-powerful, then what am I doing trying to drive? What am I doing with my hand on the steering wheel? No, we got to turn right, universe. We got to turn right because that's what I want this. I don't want to have this injury. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to have complete bed rest for, I don't know, crap, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't want that. Why would I? But guess what? It's not my plan. Guess what? It's up to me. This is my job, to find what's good about complete bed rest. What's good about recovering from an injury? What's good about not teaching and not exercising for 2 weeks? What's good about that? Sorry, but sometimes it's such a journey, this life. And you can look at it as a struggle, or you can look at it as an adventure. And you can look at it, and you can experience it resisting reality. I don't know about you, but every time I resist reality, I suffer. I'm suffering when I resist reality or accept reality. Vicki was talking about being at a job. Well, I too have a 9-to-5. Not for long, but I definitely have a 9-to-5. And believe me, I'm a fish out of water there. A fish out of water. However, it's my decision to look at only the good. Being there, being a fish out of water, and being able to survive and be happy being a fish out of water is huge. So, my dear listeners, thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality, and thank you for your contribution. Reality Spirituality is going to be heard every Sunday until the end of the year. And then in January, we go back to our Saturday interviews with people from all over the world. And Sunday, it's a more intimate with just me and you. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Saturday and Sunday, unless it's this month. We have one special guest at the end of the year, which is Barbara Berger, who wrote, which is one of my favorite, The Mental Laws, and also 10 Things, Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Be Happy Now. And I want to share with you, I'm working on my second book. My first book was a collaboration with Doreen Guma, and I was one of 17 authors, but I am currently working on my book, which is going to be called Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. And that's going to be out at the beginning of the year, and I'm so excited to share with you what I've experienced and learned. So go to Reality Spirituality Facebook page and like us. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you would like a personal session with me, you can go to the personal sessions tab and get in contact. You can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And as always, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are an extension of the universe. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are made from, created from the same energy that creates worlds. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Until next Sunday, have a great week, everybody, and I will have a great week while I'm in bed doing absolutely nothing but being happy about it. Reality Spirituality.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Good now. Get real.